Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
A lot of discussion in the past 24 hours about the Treasurer Joe Hockey's comments about housing affordability in this city, remembering that it's probably a statement of the obvious. You need an income, you need a job to be able to go and buy a house. Question is, should he have been using the term good job and good income? Here's what he said.
The starting point for a first home buyer is to get a good job that pays good money. If you've got a good job and pays good money and you have security in relation to that that job, then you can go to the bank and you can borrow money. If housing were unaffordable in Sydney, no one would be buying it.
All right, so that's he's been copying it.
Put aside the political capital that people are trying to make out of this. It's a badly worded phrase, isn't it? And it's imbued with more of that arrogance that a good job means good money. And that's a slap to the nurses and the teachers all around the state who get by on $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year and cannot afford to get that first instalment on a home to make for a deposit.
Are you sure they can't? I mean, there'd be nurses who are buying homes, wouldn't there, right now? There'd be nurses who've got into the market
homes
recently.
Or apartments?
That's a home. That's a home. Yeah. A home is an apartment.
Yeah, but when we're talking about the great Aussie dream, maybe that's what we need to give up.
No,
this idea that we're talking about a 3 or 4 bedroom home. That's when people are talking about houses.
But when he talks about housing affordability, it talks about buying an apartment. That's your first step into the housing market, isn't it? There'd be nurses that have bought apartments recently. I'll bet there'd be some that'd ring us right now. Let's talk to the General Secretary of the Nurses and Midwives Association, Brett Holmes. He's on the line with us now. Mr. Holmes, good morning.
Good morning.
Brett, what was your reaction to Joe Hockey's statement yesterday?
Well, I think it demonstrates that he's out of touch with many of the workers and the difficulties they have. We look after aged care nurses, and we all know that aged care facilities are spread throughout the city, so people go there to work. But many of those assistants in nursing are trying to live on $20 an hour, and there's no way that they can even afford the rents in many parts of the city, and have to travel long distances to be able to get to work. Now, that becomes a graver problem when people are doing shift work and they're given levels of responsibility for the care of residents.
He was being honest, though, wasn't he? I mean, you do need decent coin to get into this housing market.
Well, absolutely. But the reality is that not all decent jobs pay that well. And to denigrate the work that nurses and other emergency service workers, public servants do by saying, oh, well, you simply need a better job. Well, they're doing an essential job for the community. When it comes to aged care, then the federal government is the major funder of aged care, and they've held down wages very successfully over the years. And the first thing that Joe Hockey did with Mr. Abbott when they came in was to make sure that aged care nurses wouldn't get improved rates of pay. So he's got a history of neglecting the reality of what people face, particularly people who are working in pretty difficult jobs, but for which they're not highly valued.
But you can't blame Hockey for the poor affordability of homes in Sydney at the moment, can you?
Well, the federal government obviously has a number of levers around housing affordability. It doesn't have them all, but there needs to be a decent discussion about whether we can continue to afford the benefits of the rich being able to buy lots of houses and reduce their tax.
I mean, you spend a lot of your association's money helping the Rudd government and then the Gillard government getting re-elected. What did they do to try and deal with the housing affordability for your members in the time they were in?
Well, they're like the current government. They're not very brave about facing this difficulty, this favourite cash cow of people who manage to get into the housing market and then are able to leverage themselves into a better situation. But you have to actually think about the people who are trying to live in our cities and live and work and deliver services for the city and the people in the city. And the federal government should be putting its efforts towards trying to address this issue and not dodging the hard question about can we continue to afford tax break for investors.
So you're saying negative gearing is what we need to look at?
Well, it's one of the issues the federal government has a responsibility to look at, and we shouldn't shirk from actually having a very close look at the impact of investors on the Sydney market and to see if that's what's driving the prices. Clearly, you've got to have a supply, but you've got to have a supply that spreads across people's capacity to buy if you want to have a decent city which has access to services and for which workers can supply those services without the ridiculous situation of being required to travel for hours to work every day.
All right, Brett, thanks for joining us this morning. Thank you.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.